So hi, it's Paul Kelly here, and tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Same one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shane Warne, well known to history. Shane Warne, bowler of mystery. Whenever he walked up to the wicket, a change came over the game of cricket. He had the leg spin, flipper and googly. He came on the scene in 1992. Those Indian batsmen taught him a thing or two. This fellow, some said, he don't stand a chance. Soon he began to make the ball dance in Sri Lanka. He first showed his colors true. In Manchester, England, 1993, he bowled what they call the ball of the century. Mike Gatting looked up, struck as dumb as a post, and walked from the crease like he'd just seen a ghost. Shane Warne's first Ashes delivery. From that time on, he played with a batsman's mind. From Brisbane to Durban, he had them in such a bind. To go forward or back, to play or abstain, intensely the pressure built up in the brain. And always the chirping from behind. Ah. And Mr. Warne on his phone sent a lot of texts, 'cause he liked to have quite a lot of sex. A prohibited pill to lose his love handle. Said Mum gave it to me. It was a terrible scandal. We wonder what would Warne do next. Shane Warne, truly a sporting magician. Always played like a man on a mission. Each time he came in to bat or bowl, he believed in his powers to take control. Even when he was not in the peak of condition. Ah! Shane Warne bowled with his friend Glenn McGrath. In Sydney, they took their last hurrah. Now Ponting and Taylor and Steve Waugh all agree, to have two such men, they were lucky indeed. Shane Warne and his good friend Glenn McGrath. Bring it on.
Yes, welcome everybody to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, and today's show is dedicated to the memory of Shane Warne. I don't know a darn thing about Shane Warne outside of what is in the lyrics of those songs, but Shane Warne died this past week, and some people seem to be upset about it. I just thought it was a good excuse to play that song, because when else am I ever going to play that song on the show? That's Paul Kelly there, kicking us off with his tribute to Shane Warne. Cricket guy, I guess. And, you know. Gone, but not forgotten, thanks to Paul Kelly. What else have we got going on today? I don't know. We got some shows coming up. We got some new music. Got a whole bunch of new music and a whole bunch of stuff. If there's any, if ever anything you want to hear or a question you want to ask, you missed the name of a song here that I mentioned or whatever, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Send me an email or surf on over to tellthebandtogohome.com and find the contact that way. Always glad to hear from you. Always love to hear from you. And if you're looking for running, you know, I if you go to tellthebandtogohome.com, I post the playlist and the podcast immediately after the live broadcast on UMFM, because some people, well, one person really, gets a little upset when I post them beforehand, because it's like opening your presents before Christmas. Some people don't like the spoilers, you see. And I understand that. I kind of, there's some sense in that, because you know, if you look at the playlist and go, what do I want to listen to that crap for? Then you're not going to listen, and you might miss out and find out that, you know, some of it's not crap after all. So I don't post it there, but if you go to umfm.com during the program, current playlist, like the show that's on right now, is right at the top of the page. You don't have to look for it. It's just right there. So some people email me sometimes and go, hey, what was the name of that song? If you want to, and I mean, I'm glad to answer you, don't get me wrong, but if you want a running playlist, you just go to umfm.com and look us up there. And I think there's also a link to that on tellabandagohome.com. So you can find it, you know, just if you want your scorecard to be running as we go. So anyways, we kicked off there with a tribute to Shane Warne, whoever the hell he is. But once again this week, we got some sad/bad news from a great Canadian musician, icon, really an underappreciated icon, I suppose. Double bad news for the man, the myth, the legend, Garth Hudson from the band. The guy who really kind of inspired the band, and he was like their teacher and their inspiration and kind of the heart and soul of the band. I read this thing a week or so ago that he was put into an assisted living facility, and he just kind of felt forgotten. He felt like nobody cared, and he was just gonna shuffle off and nobody was even going to notice. So his friend asked people to send in cards and letters, and I'm sure they've been pouring in, but you know, if you want to jump on that and tell Garth Hudson how important his contributions are, you can look that info up. But as if that weren't bad enough, his beloved wife and muse and often musical partner Maud Hudson died. So, double bad news for Garth Hudson of the band. And Garth Hudson, he laid down. He's the keyboard wizard, the organ wizard in the band. He laid down some of the most iconic organ sounds of all time. And, well, we'll kick it off with this one. This is a song I've heard 10 million times. I kind of feel like I don't need to hear it ever again. But the song just wouldn't be the same without that funky organ crazy thing that inspired so many people. And so many people were like, what the hell is that? And tried to figure it out, and inspired a lot of people to innovate with the organ. So although you've heard this one a million times, today we play it and thank the contributions of the great Garth Hudson.
This mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have the speed. And she defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had you stung me, to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show.
She tore it up and threw it in my face, just for a laugh. Now there's one thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my teeth. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me if I spring a leak, and she mends me. I don't have the speed, she defends me. Drunkard's dream, if I ever did see one. Now me and my mate were back at the shack. We had Spike Jones on the box. She said, I can't take the way he sang, but I love to hear him talk. Now that just gave my heart a throb to the bottom of my feet. And I swore as I took another pull, she can't be beat. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have the speed. She defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever need.
the wind blows across the water. King harvest has surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me. And I'm bound to come out on top. That's where magnolia trees in the meadow. King harvest has surely come. Dry summer, then comes fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey rainmaker, can't you hear my call? Please let these crops grow up tall. Long enough I've been up on skid row, and it's plain to see I've got nothing to show. I'm glad to pay those union dues. Just don't judge me by my shoes. Scarecrow on a yellow moon, pretty soon carnival on the edge of town. King harvest has surely come. Last year this time wasn't no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. My horse Jethro, he went mad. And I can't remember things being so bad. Then there comes this man with a paper and pen, telling us hard times are about to end. And then they don't give us what we like. He said, man, that's when you gotta go on strike. Corn in the fields, listen to the rise when the wind blows across the water. King harvest has surely come.
There it is, the iconic sound of Garth Hudson playing along with Blue Rodeo on that one. Their take on King Harvest from Garth Hudson Presents, a Canadian celebration of the band. And Garth Hudson with the band, with some of the most iconic organ keyboard lines of all time before that. Chest Fever. Oh, so good. From music from Big Pink. And up on Cripple Creek there as well, with that funky, funky keyboard weirdness that he invented there. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we send our love and thanks out to Garth Hudson for all of his many contributions. I mean, really, you know, he had a lot to do with getting the band going, and taught him a lot of stuff. And kind of defined the whole roots rock thing that idiots call Americana these days. They're kind of like the prototype for that. And, Garth is one of the architects for sure. So hopefully he's all right and feeling a little more loved and appreciated these days. Maybe Robbie could, send him a few bucks or something for his meals. Put it on his canteen budget. I don't know. Would be nice. It would be nice. Anyway, enough of the sadness and the darkness. Coming up this week, it's International Women's Day coming up on Tuesday. I know John Prentice has a proper tribute lined up for his show this week, which happened yesterday. Sometimes I forget what day it is, but if you go to umfm.com, I'm sure you can look it up if you missed it, because it was yesterday as you're listening to it. But you know, we love and appreciate the women on this show at all times. You know what? Actually, before that, yeah, I'm gonna do this first. I got some new music for you. I wanted to play. I'm gonna play you. Brand new one from our pal, Tara Lightfoot's got a new song, and I wanted to play it because she, used to do a kick-ass version of Chest Fever live. Was it at the Interstellar Rodeo? I think it was at the Interstellar Rodeo where she really rocked that thing and just, blew my damn mind. So good. So good. So I want to play that for you. I want to play that for you. But first, I think I'll play you this because the Juno nominations came out the other day. And it's a whole bunch of crap in there. Not a whole lot of stuff that we actually care about up for the Junos. Pretty much anywhere. But the one name that just jumped off the page and made my heart go pitter-pat. So nice to see some recognition going to this next record. My favorite record of last year. I'll play you once again. My favorite song from last year. It's just an absolutely magical thing. And I don't know, I get disillusioned with the Junos. I mean, I've done the thing. I've been on the panel. I know how it works. It's always disappointing to me because people just seem to vote for, you know, the biggest names, and it's not always my favorite music that gets the prize. So I don't know if Susie will get the prize, but we wish her well. Here's something from Susie Ungerleiter from My Name is Susie Ungerleiter. This genius track is called Pumpkins.
November sings with the color of things before they're all covered in white. Fall is not death, you sing under your breath as you slip past the back door and into the night. The smell of smashed pumpkins still fresh in the air, and all the fall colors like streaks in your hair. Rattle your chains, flash a fake pair of fangs, for to give your dark demons a fight. April, she laughs at that silly old mask that you've worn all winter long. The promise of spring and the new blush of green. You're supposed to sing a new kind of song. The smell of pink blossoms all fresh in the air. The light morning raindrops that shine in your hair. Though you try to smile, it's loaded with guile. So you end up feeling all wrong. What's to be done? Don't you wanna have fun? They whisper and taunt in your ears, but you'd rather go deep into darkness and weep than to skate on the surface and walk while asleep. The smell of smashed pumpkin all fresh in the air, and all the fall colors like streaks in your hair. There's hope in your heart as you walk through the dark, through the leaves and the mud and decay. Through the leaves and the mud and decay.
My sweet, sweet heart, get yourself out of bed and get downstairs, you little sleepyhead. Brush your teeth and don't forget that hair. Nobody's gonna see you think that I don't care. I can't do this all alone. Oh, but somebody's gotta stay home. And I would do it all over again for you, my precious little sleepy head. Your finger's small and your heart's so wide. If I ever lost track of you, I think I'd die. You learn to walk before you learn to crawl. And now I catch you drawing pictures on the kitchen wall. I can't do this all alone. Oh, but somebody's gotta stay home. Precious little sleepy head. You were in the backseat crying. You'd never be more tired. But if it puts you to sleep, I'll drive 1,000 miles. And I don't have lessons planned, but if the point is to love you, then I know I can. I can't do this all alone. Oh, but somebody's gotta stay home. And I would do it all over again for you, my precious little sleepy head. I can't do this all. Somebody's gotta stay home, and I'd do it all over again for you, my precious little sleepyhead. 'Cause you'll always be my precious little sleepyhead.
1, 2, 3. So much, everything you do, you say, you speak, you wear, it just works for me. Don't blame it on a weekly flyer that took me out to crappy tire. 'Cause you were smiling when I looked up. I guess we'll always have a parking lot. Open. Oh, I've been keeping my was keeping my options open.
just trying to find my place, trying to find some empty space where I'm comfortable enough to say the things I need to say. Wanting all my words so perfect, trying to translate poetry. When I get tangled in expectations, I lose what makes me me. Well, my garden is more than a single flower, learning how to grow alone in the ground. When I feel like I'll never find my way, like the whole world's turning upside down.
That's pretty great, huh? That's brand new stuff from Amanda Rayom. She's got a couple of new songs out these days. That one was co-written with Serena Ryder. And it's good stuff. Good stuff. I like that very much. Yeah, I don't see anything about an album or anything, but I'm sure it can't be far behind. Before that, brand new stuff from Jada Kelly, who I guess is relocated down to Los Angeles. She's hanging out down there on the beach and put out a new record. We heard the title track called Roses to that fine record. Before that, we heard Kathleen Edwards. She's got a new, I don't even know if you can call it an EP, really. It's like that cover song that we played a few weeks ago, an acoustic version of a song that was mostly acoustic in the first place, and a new song. So, is that an EP? I don't know, but you can pre-order it on the Bandcamp to hear the upcoming hit Dogs and Alcohol from Kathleen Edwards. And by the way, I don't know if you heard the big news, but Kathleen Edwards, she quit the Quitters. She, you know, legend has it, she gave up the music industry and opened a coffee shop called Quitters there in Stittsville. And now she's out. She's done. No more. No more Quitters. They're rebranding the store. And apparently she's going to spend more time and energy on music, which, you know, is a good sign. Good sign. Good for her. Can't wait to hear more from her. Before that, something new from Tara Lightfoot, song called Sleepyhead, like that one. And off the top, our Juno-nominated pal Susie Ungerleiter from her latest fabulous record, My Name is Susie Ungerleiter. We heard the smash hit Pumpkins, produced by Jim Bryson. I like the thought of Jim Bryson being Juno-recognized for his contributions to that record. We might hear some Jim Bryson coming up in the next hour of the program, but I did want to play a few more fabulous females in honor of International Women's Day coming up in a few days. Got a couple more new things here for you. We'll kick it off. Why don't we kick it off with this one? I always love me some Carolyn Spence. She's got a new thing. And here's something from that thing. Carolyn Spence.
When I go out and try to walk alone, pretending I don't need a hand to hold, I'm hiding, but I know that you can see. I know you know me.
When I'm drawing lines in the sand, you are the moon that pulls the tide back in. I rise and fall, you feel the gravity. I know you know me. I know you.
I know you know.
was raised Carolina. Got his schooling out in Vietnam. Tucks his hair up in a Pioneer seed cap when he's bringing his cash crop in. Now everybody said he's just a simpleton farmer, plowing 100 acres out in Sugar Grove, smiling at you from an IH tractor. But there's a secret down in every row. In the Blue Ridge Mountains with the whispering pines, they used to grow tobacco, then they made moonshine. But there's something better in the back of the barn, down on Dewey's farm. Old Dewey's got a roadside farm stand, sweet corn, tomatoes, and turnip greens. But if you ask to buy a jug of sorghum, he'll know exactly what you need. He'll meet you in the back of the woods at midnight. Bring a lantern, 'cause it's hard to find. Got a strain that'll punch your lights out. Old Dooley's gonna blow your mind. In the Blue Ridge Mountains with the whispering pines, they used to grow tobacco, then they made moonshine. But there's something better in the back of the barn, down on Dooley's farm. Grandpa in the Blue Ridge Mountains with the whispering pines. They used to grow tobacco, then they made moonshine. But there's something better in the back of the barn, down on Dooley's farm. In the Blue Ridge Mountains with the whispering pines, they used to grow tobacco, then they made moonshine. But there's something better in the back of the barn, down on Dooley's farm. Ooh.
Wrapping it up there just before we get to 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Four o'clock. I'm not good at time zones. That's the accidentals there. Look it up yourself. I don't know what time it is in Eastern Standard Time. I don't even know what time it is here. From Time Out Session 2, before that, Molly Tuttle along with Golden Highway Man. I like that. Dooley's Farm. They got a new record called Crooked Tree coming up. And Carolyn Spence in there as well with a guy named Matt Berninger, whoever the hell he is. Good stuff. We got to take a break. We'll come back with some new music and shows you don't want to miss and a whole bunch more stuff. Stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home returns.